Step right up, come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of a lonely house we once called home sweet home, I have nothing here to sell you. Some things I'd like to tell you, some things I know would chill you to the bone. Over there sits a chair where she'd bring the paper to me. Sit down on, whisper, Lord, I love you. Now she's gone forever, and this whole house will never be the same without a love that we once knew. There's a bed where she'd bring the paper to me. Sit down on my knee and whisper, Lord, I love you. See the picture on the table. Don't it look like she? Her things and her clothes are in the closet where she left them when she tore our world apart. As you leave, you'll find the nursery. Oh, she left me without.
You were just listening to Bill Murray from Stratford singing the George Jones 1974 classic, The Grand Tour. I got to know Bill through my employment in Stratford and later was able to back him up a few times when he got up to sing a few songs with Diane and the Cavaliers at the New Hamburg and Stratford Legions. Good morning, it's Steve Todd, and I want to thank you for listening to Musicians FAQ on 102.7 CKMS. Along with today's interview with Bill Murray, you're going to hear several cuts off his album Never Too Late, which was recorded at Bill's sister Linda's home and produced by Jay Reel. If you're a fan of South Mountain, you'll immediately recognize some of the South Mountain players on this album. This is absolutely a real treat to listen to. Let's check in with Bill Murray to learn more of his career. Well, thanks a lot for being on the radio show, Bill.
No problem.
Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're originally from and where you grew up?
I'm
how you
born
started
and raised out by Wildwood.
St. Mary's?
Yeah, by the 4 mile bush, just before you get to Wildwood. I got my first guitar when I was 12, and I took some guitar lessons, and it was Spanish, and I couldn't play it, so I ended up doing Hawaiian.
Oh, on the flat?
The flat top.
Okay,
so that's the way I play. I never did learn to write with. Linda told me I'd record, and I can't get my fingers right.
Really?
So
okay. So right from the start, you played?
Hawaiian. I always play up, like, straight upright, but just up. I got the guitar marked so that when you drop your hand down, you know where to drop it down.
Okay. That's good.
Stuff like that.
Now, did you grow up on a farm?
Yeah. And I was so smart, I left home when I was 15 and started working for farmers down in my uncle and different places. And I was so smart with 15. And then in 1962, I got a call from a guy from Tavistock. His name is Carl Holner. He's passed away, and his wife's passed away, but it was called Melody Masters. And there was four of us, but his wife played piano, he played steel and fiddle. His brother played rhythm guitar, and I played rhythm.
Really? Okay.
And we played all from Six or Godrich
yep.
to through to Tavistock.
Wow. How old were you then? Like, so you
I was 21.
Okay. So you left home at 15 and then
working on... Yeah, I worked on different farms.
Yeah. Okay, then playing guitar at night when you're not in the fields.
Yeah, I had a good time. And just started playing for different parties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And my uncle said, he's looking for a lead singer. And I got a nephew that's a lead singer. So I went down and talked to him. We had one practice. And then we walked into Tavistock Memorial Hall, and everybody's waiting down there to see who Carl Honer had for a
lead
singer. I walked out on stage, and they give me the round of applause like you wouldn't believe.
Wow, okay.
And half of them knew me, and half of them didn't.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
I bet. And just before this interview, we were talking about Tavistock, how crazy those dances used to be.
Carl Keyes played down there, Silver Ranch Gang, every Saturday, every second Saturday night, where the women lined the hall and the men stood along the back and filled the hall and just keep walking around asking for dances. And that's how I met my first wife.
And somebody told me there was more people outside the hall than inside.
Couldn't get in. Like, there's the guys that stand outside and drink outside. Like, it's just illegal, but back then...
Yeah. I know Diane Dittner, somebody took her whole band trailer and turned it upside down. She went to load up her trailer at the end of the night, and it was upside down.
And then I played with Carl, and then his son. Now, Al Kaufman played accordion. Bill Gladding was a drummer, and myself, and Carl and Catherine. Catherine just played the rhythm on the piano. Did a little singing, not very much, but it took a long time. And she got there singing. I did 90% of it, and then... And he says, you got to get somebody else. So then we hired Linda. She was with us for about a year, maybe 2 years, just playing snare drum. Because back then, we didn't have a drummer. So we started off, then we get a drummer. We need a drummer. So then we hired a full-time drummer, Bill Gladding from Tavistock.
Okay.
Runs a Gazette.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was playing down there, and Sam Windhole came along after and played after.
No, I know Bill. I've met him a couple times.
So yeah.
I didn't make the connection until right now. Okay.
So Larry turned 14, was taking lessons on accordion, Electrovox, from Al Kaufman. So then Al decided he wanted to do something different. So at 14 years old, Larry and his dad and his mom and me and Bill Gladding and whoever we had playing drums. And he played bass and lead on the Electrovox.
Okay, yep.
So you had two guys, one guy playing two instruments. Once Bill and Larry turned 21 and 22, they were getting married, and they saw girlfriends, and they were more interested in the girlfriends. And
well, that's what happened. At that time, people start coming and going from bands, like a fair bit, right?
Let's take a break to hear Bill Murray singing the Mel Street classic, Borrowed Angel. You can sure pick out Steve Petico's distinctive guitar sound and style on this song. In 1989, Steve formed South Mountain, which shortly thereafter won the Canadian Country Music Association's Vista Rising Star Award. And Steve has been recognized many times as a CCMA Guitar Player of the Year and Instrumentalist of the Year.
Her fingers feel so gentle with her hand in mine. Tonight, she goes home. was me. And I know she'll save some more time for me.
Played without St. Mary's for 2 or 3 years. Guy by the name of Don Swan, or Jim Swan, too, okay. His brother. I just filled in a good odd time here and there.
Yeah.
And then I played with Donnie McLeod, the Southwestern Ramblers. And we played, they had a piano player, but when they couldn't get a piano in, I went in and played rhythm guitar and sang.
Were you still working on farms and stuff, too? Or were you,
I went from there to an A Green station in St. Mary's.
Okay.
And then I went to Stephenville to an A Green station. And then they had one out, and I was manager there for 6 to 8 months, and they closed down.
At some point, you ended up doing welding and working at...
Yeah, I worked at Foreman Tank and Welding. Okay. And I ended up started at Cleaver Brooks in 1968, at Elvis Presley's birthday. I started working at Cleaver Brooks there for 37 and a half years.
Wow, okay.
So I was electrician, pipe fitter, welder,
wow, whatever. Wow, all kinds of stuff. Working during the day and then playing...
Late.
And back then, you were probably playing 3-4 nights a week, probably, right?
A lot of times we're playing 3 nights a week.
Yeah.
Like play Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The odd time you play on a Sunday for a party. And the longest we ever played, we did 4 or 5 weeks. We did it in Stephenville once a month. We went 6 nights a week.
Really? Okay.
But we went from 9 o'clock to 11:30, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and 9 till 1 on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, things have changed so much now.
Oh, yeah. Just...
Yeah.
Yeah, a good time.
And then were you getting up early to go to work then? You have to get up at 6 a.m. or something?
Yeah, you get home and get to bed at 2 o'clock and you're back up again at 6:30.
I don't think I could physically do that anymore. I used to do that. Now at this point, I...
Yeah, but I'm way older than you are right now. I just turned 80 in October, so...
Good for you.
I don't feel like... My head says I'm not, but my body says, I am.
Do you want to get into the Moonlighters? Is that...
That's when... Carl DeHoney and the Melody Masters decided that the boys weren't paying no attention to the music. So he said, I'm going to quit. I said, well, this is in August. I said, well, I'm not ready to quit. So I got a hold of a guy by the name of George Wolfe and Wes Sweet. We had practiced a couple times. Okay, we'll do the hotels. Well, everybody says, if you're doing the same kind of music, only a different sound, because you wouldn't have the accordion sound.
Yeah.
But we have lead guitar and bass guitar and drums. So, then we started, and by the time New Year's come around, I was having to hire a drummer. So I hired 3 or 4 different drummers, and then I hired a couple drummers that, well, one drummer went playing Tavistock and heard a bang, and here's a drummer, instead of his mind, playing the drums, never missed a beat.
Yeah.
He was laying on the floor with one hand up here.
Yeah.
He gets up and he's halfway, he's like, how am I doing, really? And then the other guy, he was... liked his booze and...
Yeah. That goes hand in hand with music, I think, quite a bit.
Back then, Ron Fisher was playing with another band, and they folded. So I picked him up, and he played drums for us. A little while later, a bass guitar player said, well, I don't want to play no more. So then I hired Bob Weir, like I said, who passed away now. And so Ron and Bob and Wes Sweet and myself played for 10, 11 years.
Oh, really? Wow.
And then Ron decided he was going to quit, and he went down to Florida. So I hired a guy, Tom Osterby from St. Mary's, played drums. And Evan Eggetts, who was out west, B.C. now, he played steel for us. And just, there's a whole mess of guys who weren't playing, so I just used them to fill in.
Yeah, for sure.
And Doug McNaughton played bass guitar, and he played fiddle. Evan Eggetts would play bass while he played fiddle.
That's always fun.
One night we got this in our head. He says, well, you can play bass. So we dug it up the fiddle out. We started doing a couple of slow songs. You do one fast one. I keep up in the bass. And the guy walks up. He says, do you mind if I play that fiddle? I said, not at all. I give him back the guitar. And it's the father of the bride who played out of London with a fiddle player out of another band.
Oh, really? Okay.
God, could he ever play. So he played with us the rest of the night. He said, if I had known you needed something, you could have hired me the first of the night. But it's funny what you can do when you have no lead player, and yet there's always singing, there's no breaks, no nothing. We got more jobs. We got about 5 or 6 jobs out of that job by playing that job without the lead player. But what really helped us is the old man come up and play fiddle for us for the last hour, and that filled the whole bin.
Oh, yeah.
Silver waves shining in the sunlight, roaring engine, and it's somewhere in flight. They're taking you away, leaving me alone.
Singing the 1969 Merle Haggard hit, Silver Wings. You can really pick out Don Reed's fiddle playing in this one. Don's also a member of South Mountain and is a three-time winner of the Canadian Open Old-Time Fiddle Championship. Let's return to our interview with Bill Murray.
You've got a really good memory for all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, just so many things. And then I played in a hotel in Stephenville for years and years. I lived nine houses the other side of the hotel. And I was a bouncer, but they didn't call it a bouncer. They called me a doorman.
Okay.
Me and my buddy, two doors down. And if you ever been in the hotel, have you ever been in a hotel in Stephenville?
No.
There's a back door. The stage was here, and the back door, there's a kind of a closet thing, only it was an opening about 15 feet wide, the width of the stage, and there's doors coming in from both sides. Over here was a dance floor, built up about 3 feet, and over here, just walk in. So we'd take somebody out the back door, and somebody said, "You want a drink?" Yeah, I have a drink. All of a sudden, they decided they were going to have entertainment out there. So I was told by my good friend in Stephenville, "Local man won't draw nothing here." So we started playing. We packed that place so many times. Just so many memories out there. Yeah. It's just funny.
Yeah, because you can draw from even Mitchell and Seaport and stuff, too.
We played up as far as Godrich a few times, but most of our jobs were up Seaport. We played up there for the Shrine.
Like the Rotary or Optimist or something like that.
And they had a big draw, and we played up there for years.
Yeah. Well, I've played at Seaport for their, they have an elimination draw. I don't know if that's the same one, but everybody buys a ticket, and it's packed. Like, they fill up the arena.
It just, they had entertainment. They had a quartet come in there, and they sang from 8 till 9. We'd set up our stuff, and they were up there singing in the front of the stage. They weren't in our way. We found out they were getting more money for an hour than we were getting for four.
Yeah.
But anyway, it didn't make a difference. We didn't care. We were having a good time. But we packed that hotel in Stephenville so many times, it wasn't funny. They just turned away at the door and just...
Yeah. Plus, the people start to know all your songs. So everybody's singing along. Oh, yeah. Because it's the same group of people.
My mother would show up, for God's sake. My brother had a band. He passed away about... 3 years ago, my youngest brother.
What was his name?
Larry.
Larry, okay.
He had a band. He was country rock and roll. Okay. He had a bunch of guys out of St. Mary's. Then they had a band. My mother passed away, if I forget how many years ago now, she was 93 years old. But if they had a weekend that we were playing, say, Dominion House, Sabreville, she made sure she got
to each
Friday
place.
And Saturday night.
Yeah.
She would come see our band on the Saturday night, but she'd go and see half a show for Larry, other half for Linda on Friday
that's
night.
Great.
And one night, we were joking around, something like that. The next night, she showed up. We played Dominion House. She gave me a big piece of paper. Here, in case you can't think, here's a list of songs that you should do and how you should do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure she was really proud of all you kids for all having different
bands. But my dad had a band.
Really?
He played the band. He played piano, played fiddle.
Wow. This would be in the...
They were down back. This is way 40s back. Or? 30s and 40s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They were called the Downey Dawn Breakers because we lived on Downey Township. Okay. And my uncle played guitar. They play from dark till dawn. He says, you'll never be a singer because you've got your marbles in your mouth. You're singing. So that helped me a lot to concentrate. And I went in the Canadian Old Singing Contest in Simcoe for years and years
really?
And years.
Okay.
The highest I ever came in was fourth down there. The first time Randy Satcher got me in 1981, and he won it. I came in fourth. He walked up me after it was over, and he knew this guy from Harry Renault from North Bay, and a bunch of guys you get to know for, you know, after a few years, you used to sing it all the time. He says, I got you in here, you beat me, and they still give me first prize. I said, thank you. Then they had the Ontario opened up in Blythe and Wingham.
Okay, yeah.
And they had the seniors, so you had to be over 50. So I won that twice.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
And over the years, we're busy.
Now, who would be, did you have, like, the, was it like the Barn Dance backup band or something like that? Okay, so you're playing with all really good.
Yeah, well, Grant was, Haywood was on drums.
Yeah.
Tuggy Dietrich was on, they had two bands. They had the old time band, and I played, as old as I was, I played with the young band. Who also played with me on the road or on doing jobs. So I pick up a job here and a job here, and they play with me. It didn't take much practice. I'd go up there ahead of time and say, okay.
Yeah, they would know you're.
I'm a George Jones specialist, or I think I am.
Oh,
yeah. So, hey, do this song. Okay, I can do that song. Don't have practice. We just give you an intro, and here you go. Start singing. So.
You've come out a couple times with Diane's band, and you've done George Jones quite a bit, and I can't believe how much you sound like George Jones.
I love George Jones. Yes. He's a great singer. I feel tears welling up cold deep inside, like my heart would be bleeding, and the stab of loneliness sharp and painful, I may never shame. You might think I was taking it hard, since you wrote me I'm with a call. Don't you wait your little hide in the sorrow, I break right down the bone. Now the race is on and here comes pride at the back set. Heart is going through the inside. My tears are holding back and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out and running through those badges for another state. The race is on and it looks like heartache. And the winner loses all. We'll be right back. One day I ventured along, everyone's expecting what the final results would be. Now I live in fear, waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's a pain in my heart for the day, the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, came out in second place. Now the race is on and here comes pride at the back end. Heartache's gonna be in shine. My kids are pulling back and I'm trying not to fall. I'm tired of running to those tracks for another scene. The race is on and it looks like heartache.
Hi, I'm Grant Haywood from Wellesley, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio, Waterloo.ca.
Like the first time I wrote and sang a song, it felt like heaven, sounded like heaven.
Now, I know you recorded a CD, Never Too Late, so do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, the reason is somebody said, oh, I was too old to do that. I said, well, it's never too late, you know. And then all of a sudden, Linda said, well, what do you mean it's never too late? Do it. So then Steve Patico, let me see who was on there. I forget now. We had Donnie Reed on fiddle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Steve Patico.
Probably J Reel. Did you have J Reel on the
J Reel was on drums and singing.
Well, I think Doug Dietrich was your steel
Doug
player.
Doug was a steel player. And they had a piano player. Melicoin. Yeah, they all played together out of London, in the Stratford area.
And you had your sister doing the backup? That's great. She did the backup.
Yeah, so it was all done over in her house. And he set up, and Patico and I sat there one day, and I was in the living room, and I said, here's how this song goes. So he just played it on the guitar.
Yeah.
So I was in the bedroom singing. They were taping it. They taped all the songs. That's where I went wrong. I wanted to start off with this song here and end off with this song, but they ended up, the way we did it, just did it. That's the way Jay put it here. So, okay, that's fine. So then they walked in there and taped, did all backup fiddle playing and all that stuff, and Jay was sitting there, and there's one song I changed the words on just for the fun of it. And after I was done and realized how serious this was, I went back and I said, okay, we got to change those words. He said, how do you say that? So we walked in there one day. He said, okay, we're playing away. And he said, well, I push that button, you sing the right word. So I did. And he clicked like that, and he clicked like that. And it was on. It raised to what I put on there and put the right words on.
It's amazing watching a good soundman do editing. I remember seeing, I don't know if you know Jason Barry. He's Woody is his name. He used to be in Kitchener. I watched him behind the board. It's unbelievable how quick he can make changes.
Yeah, and if your voice, like Jay says he's got a thing down there, and if your voice starts to go off, he got a thing to bring it up. He's get paid the best compliment I ever got. He says, I hardly ever had to use that. You can hold notes like Jack DeBerry. Yeah, once in a while you lose it a little bit, but it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for you. So that's nice that you did this. Like, a lot of people, it's their sort of like...
So I got 500 copies. I had to go through a certain agency and go down and pay all the royalties on the songs. And the one song... She Thinks I Still Care, or something like that. They had no record. I didn't have a thing registered for George Jones doing that. So it didn't cost me no royalties on that one. But I paid royalties on all these songs. And they got My Angel.
That's your own song,
right? That's my own song. Okay. Well, you won't have to pay for that one, then.
No, why don't you tell me about that? Did you write it?
I wrote about my wife.
Okay.
When I first met her, that was 35 years ago or more.
Let's take a break again and listen to Bill's song that he wrote for his wife, My Angel. You'll hear G Reel on drums and backup vocals, and he also produced Bill's album. Stay tuned for a feature with Jay and the many bands he's performed with, along with stories of growing up, his studio, and life on the road. G Reel's feature should be airing in the coming weeks.
Is something I'm not used to. hopes and dreams are coming true. My whole world has changed since I first met you. As love is all I have to offer you. Cause tonight I fell in love with an angel. Her smiling face tells me what I want to know.
I'm Doug Dietrich from Waterloo, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS, RadioWaterloo.ca.
I wrote a bunch of songs, and I should have recorded them, and I didn't, and I wish now I had them.
Yeah.
One was Waylon Jennings, I like Waylon Jennings, and one was called I Haven't Got the Right to Love You, But I Do.
Okay.
His style, stuff like that. But then I go on George Jones and just...
Yeah, because you do several George Jones, I think.
Yeah, right? A lot of them.
But, I mean, it fits your voice, that's... But
yeah.
Yeah, He Stopped Loving Her. You got Silver Wings with Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
The George Strait with the chair. The Fireman, that's another George Strait.
George Strait. I went through the list and the songs like Carol likes the chair. She likes the Fireman. So yeah. Her and I sat down and said, okay, let's make a list of songs.
Yeah,
so we did.
Sure.
So that's the way we kind of sat down, did them.
Yeah. So when you recorded it, was it sort of like one day you recorded all the tracks and then they just layered on?
I went in there one day when Patika wasn't doing nothing and I wasn't doing nothing. So I was in his place and he sat in the living room. I could hear him play guitar and I had a microphone and I could hear him. And I put my voice on there and J-Reel did all the rest.
That's great.
After that. It's just, the stuff he did was just fantastic, but. Patiko's the best guitar player in the country.
Oh, yeah.
And he played bass and lead on here. Now, Al Alderson, who was our bass player, I just said, I don't want you to take it wrong. I know that you're not good enough, but Patiko plays bass and lead. So he was there. So rather than you call you off work and go in and do the bass, stuff like that, no problem. As long as I didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Linda, I didn't know Linda was doing it. I thought Jay was going to do all the backup singing, but Linda did some.
That's nice. Okay. It's good that you had her. It's her place.
It's in the family. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay. Were you able to sell these when you were playing out?
We had a CD release party down in New Hamburg
really?
At the hotel.
Okay.
And I had Dougie Dietrich and Mike Weber.
Paul Weber's
brother.
He's a good player.
And Mike was there, so okay. Dougie played part of the night, and then Mike showed up, and they had two steel
players. Yeah, they're both great steel players. Good for you.
And Mike just said, anytime you get a job, he's a love player with you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he didn't, you know this song here? Yeah, I know that song. Yeah. God, what key are you in? He says, go, two, three, four. Yeah, where you go.
Yeah. Have you ever played out at the commercial?
I sang out there a couple times.
Yeah. I've tried to go to their, they used to have open mic, kind of like an open mic night, but it was always so busy. I would go and I would show up. I thought it was early and it was already packed. So I just had a beer and enjoyed the music.
Yeah, they played at the Coliseum, the old Coliseum, Stratford years ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was doing a song. There was three-part harmony in it, and he only had two in it.
Yeah.
But the third part was really high, so I can do that. So I get up there. He goes, come on up. So I hit the microphone there. She's like, I can't figure out how a little short, fat guy can you hit a high note like that. But I wasn't shy. If somebody said, come on up, I'd go up. And,
I love playing live in front of people.
Yeah. But when we were down in New Hamburg, one night they had opened, or I forget what it was now.
Maybe at the Legion or something like that?
No, it was outside.
At the fairgrounds there?
Yeah.
Maybe at Mopar Fest or something like that.
Yeah, whatever it was, yeah. Anyway, Diane had talked to Carol and says, we're down here. So we're down here. And the piano player, she found out I was here and she said, gotta get Bill up. I gotta get him.
Oh, yeah.
No, he was just.
No, I love when you get up.
When the lights break the line is gone from my body, my lips always. As we'll see, when my friends gather round and my farewell party, won't you pretend you love? You'll be glad when
Hi, it's Dickie Dugal from Drumbo, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio.
I don't need you anymore. I'm walking out that door. I don't need you anymore. I ain't staying here no more.
Why, off time, I play in the old Beatles.
Okay, really?
Stratford, Mitchell, Seaforth, Milverton.
Good for you, okay.
And
just on your own, but by yourself?
Yeah, okay. I got a little wee amp, which my wife bought me instead of carrying the big amp. I got to plug the microphone in and plug my guitar in and sit there in the stool and just...
That's great. Yeah, and you're right up there, Ellie. You know all the old songs.
Makes you feel good when somebody's sitting in a wheelchair and they're hardly moving, but you start playing, and all of a sudden their feet's going, their hands are going, and time music.
Yeah.
So, and their lips are going, you know they're trying to sing along. So it makes you feel good that you've got to them. Oh, thank you very much. I played up the old people's home up in C Blocks Hill up here.
Okay, yeah.
The hydro went off. So we took a break for a while, and I came back on again. I kept playing just a flat-top guitar. So it missed one lady's birthday. So when I was packing stuff up, which is only a couple handfuls, you missed this lady's birthday. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. So I gathered all these old women and men come around, sat around here, stood around here and sang happy birthday to her. Yes. So I get down and give her a little kiss to cheek. It says, happy birthday, honey. She's 97 years old. Oh, she says, oh, just make my day.
I bet.
Well, okay, I'm 80. I was 79 then, 78. I never had, like it was a chick magnet. I was.
Okay.
These women hanging, as soon as I reached down and give this lady a little kiss, they were all over. They wanted a hug or a kiss. Or I told Carol, I said, holy jeez, I don't think I'll do that. You know,
I really enjoy playing senior songs anytime I have the chance.
Oh, yeah.
They really appreciate it.
Yeah, the Moonlighters just, it took off, and I was so happy and never got outside myself. I just, I love playing. Like, I started playing years ago. I played with Donnie McLeod. Like I said, he had a piano player, and they did like paid open-air jobs out around Milton. Couldn't get a piano, so I go up and play up there. Well, holy Jesus, I was a star. Anyway, after the show was over, back then, we get $5 a night. And I was driving to Milton and back. Well, it cost you that much money in gas.
Yeah.
But I didn't care.
You know, the funny thing is, though, even now, like, in the last couple of years, you hardly made any money at all.
It was
even hard sometimes to make $50 a night. Because some places, they just don't have the budget. Yeah. Or
you had to like doing it. Because if it's money, you're not going to get rich.
No. No, but I agree with you with the music. Like, just charge what you think it's worth and don't sell yourself short. Because it's better to not take the gig if you think you're being taken advantage of.
So. Yeah. Well, it's just, as far as the Moonlighter goes, we just... As long as the phone kept ringing, I just kept answering it.
Yeah. No, it's great because you're working during the day.
Yeah.
And then you're able to have some fun at night. And did you play all through the summer? Did you take summer holidays
sometimes you take, you know, if somebody said, I'm going to be away for a couple of weeks or something like that, you just either hire somebody or don't play.
So you're playing almost every week of the year then too? Oh, you just kept on going?
Just kept on going. Okay. As long as the guys could play. I says, I'm available.
That's great. Yes. Good for you.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him you're born in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. Kept her picture on the wall. Went out crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all. Hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by the bed. Dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love you.
he stopped loving her again. You know, he came to see her one last time. We all wondered if she would. And it kept coming through my mind, this time he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today.
Did you ever do the parade, the Stratford Parade or anything like that?
Yeah.
You did that?
Our car club, Stratford Motorsport and Timing, used to make a float up. And then for a few years, we had a trailer in the back, and the Moon and I used to go on the Stratford 24th of May weekend. They used to have a parade. And we downtown or all over.
That's great.
We went to, we had a van. We cut the top off and made it like a train.
Really? Okay.
Put
that's
a,
neat.
Like the front of a train and put a skirt out the front and all that stuff.
We those played, are so much fun.
Oh, yeah. We went and played at Christmas, like wintertime. Summertime, didn't make a difference. We get in there, and one day it was raining like hell, and I was in there. My buddy, he was driving it, and I had a windshield wiper blade. The windshield wiper blade off, so I'm going down Tavistock, taking the rain off the window.
Well, but with your hand?
Oh, yeah, with my hand.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, just, I know. There's always
but we raised all kinds of money. We played for dances. And right back then, we raised a couple $1,000 at a dance, have draws and everything else. We gave the money away. We're a non-registered charity club. And when the Stratford Hospital put a dish on there, they had about 3 rooms there. There was no pictures, no nothing. So one of the guys knew somebody that worked in the hospital and called him, what do you do? So we went and raised a whole bunch of money, rent and bought all these pictures, and give it to them, put them up there. And they sent us great big letters saying thank you
good
very
you.
Much.
Yeah. And this was a car club then?
Car club.
Okay.
Like we all went to, used to go to Michigan 400 and go down in June. In August, they had another one in the same place. And there's a bar, but it would hold about 1,000 people. And there's a 4-piece band in there. And they were just fantastic.
Yeah.
Never got up to sing with them.
Crazy.
You know, but we had a good time.
Yeah. Did you have kind of an old classic car that you
Yeah, we started off with old cars. We used to go to the drag races up in Grand Bend all the time.
Okay, yeah.
And I never went into a drag races, like the quarter mile races, but a lot of guys did. In fact, there's a couple of guys that are up around my age right now, close to my age. They're still going up there on different Sundays. It's just a quarter mile stretch. See how fast you can get it going.
Yeah. Because you're at Cleaver Brooks, you know, like welding and electrical.
Oh, yeah.
And so you could probably fix up something.
And we also played for about, I was on the committee to book the Christmas dances.
Okay, yep.
So I booked different bands. Well, the first time I booked a band from St. Mary's. Anyway, they called 2 weeks before and said, I can't do it. So I phoned our guys, can we do it? Yeah, we can do it. So went in there. And everybody goes, what the hell's he doing in here making money? He's on the committee. Well, I says, I'm not charging anything. We couldn't, the band canceled out. So we turned out the best band.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess, Jesus Christ, we didn't know you guys were that good. Okay.
Yeah.
So we played for about 4 dances. In fact, the last year I was there, they said, on your way out, you're done in June, so you might as well play for the Christmas party. So we went as a 6-piece band.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, we had a blast, and the guys are going, geez, that's a nice farewell thing to, you know.
That's great.
I never had a bad time when I went over. Never.
You got a CD here with your son. So your son has a band.
Yeah, Wide Open Throttle.
Okay, and where they're located, are they also in Stratford area? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
He lives at Crystal Lake. And you know, like, they do headbang and rock and roll.
Okay. Oh, it'd be kind of fun to listen to.
But like he says, they're not, like, nobody's playing. He's still practicing once
a
month.
Yeah, it's a shame, eh?
He plays bass, and he plays a little bit of lead.
Really? Okay.
But he doesn't play on stage. He's one of these, so quiet, you got to squeeze him to talk to him.
Yeah, my son's like that. He plays classical guitar, but it's only more for his own relaxation, so he doesn't want to play in front of people. Or
here's a song that'll get your blood pumping. It's Wide Open Throttle with their song Do or Die off their 2011 CD 2 Years 2. Bill Murray's son Steve is singing the lead vocals on this one.
I see a shade of color sparkles in your eye, green with envy when you look in mine. The sound you hear, it makes you sigh. Excuse me, well, I kiss the sky.
Hope you enjoyed today's Musicians FAQ episode featuring Bill Murray. To hear other Musicians FAQ episodes with your favorite musicians, just navigate to radiowaterloo.ca, click on the Categories drop-down, and select Musicians FAQ. We're going to end off with a final song from Bill Murray's CD, Never Too Late. This one is the George Strait 1985 hit, The Fireman. Doug Dietrich is playing pedal steel on this tune and throughout the tracks you heard today. What a great player to have accompany you. It's a true pleasure to listen to him playing the pedal steel. You can catch Musicians FAQ interviews with Doug Dietrich on the CKMS website. Till next time, it's Steve Todd, and thank you for listening to Musicians FAQ on 102.7 CKMS.
Hey, they call me the fireman. That's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out a flame. Well, everybody like to have a what I got. Well, I can cool them down when they're smoldering hot. I'm the fireman, that's my name. Last night they had a big one, a mile or two down the road. Well, my body left this woman, she was burning right out of control. I was down there about an hour or so with a little mouth to mouth. She was ready to go. I'm the fireman. That's my name. Yeah, they call me the fireman. That's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out all the flames.
too hot, they just give me a call. I'm the fireman, that's my name. Yeah, they call me the fireman, that's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flame. Well, everybody like to have a what I got. Well, I can cool them down when they're smoldering hot. I'm the fireman, that's my name. They call me the fireman, that's my name.